Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. Lorena Sanchez, it is the weekend and we are in full holiday mode for this weekend.
Yes, there's a lot of really awesome family stuff to do for the holiday season. So we'll kick things off with things at Fort Sheldon Historic Site. If you've never been there, it's a little north of Las Cruces. And they're having a Las Noches de las Luminarias event. If you go, there's going to be, I believe, 800 plus luminarias to see all around the fort ruins. And then they're also going to have a campfire and some hot chocolate to keep everyone warm. It's just a beautiful event. If you've never been to these Luminaria events, they really are worth your time.
Now, this is tomorrow between 5 and 9 p.m. And this is at the Fort Sheldon Historic Site.
Yes.
Which is a little bit north of Las Cruces. It's mm-hmm. about 15 minutes away.
That's 15, not too far. Minutes. It's a nice drive. It's a nice drive out there.
And it's a nice, cool venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice venue. And now, dipping into the 1800s with campfire cookies at New Mexico Farm and Ranch, that seems like fun.
This is an interesting one. So, if you go to this, it's a program. It's an interactive, hands-on program, and you're invited to make cookies using 1800s. Cooking tools from the 1800s and a recipe from the 1800s. This is an early morning event. It's from 9 to noon. And so you're going to have a helper there that's going to show you how to mix the batter, make the cookies, and then use these old cast iron. They're wafer iron?
Wafer irons? Yeah.
Wafer irons to make some cookies.
So it's making cookies in the like they did in the 1800s?
Yes.
And obviously, they're going to have supervisors there.
They have supervisors there, and kids are welcome to come because, it sounds like the kids can go ahead and help out with the cookie stuff, and then the adults can do the cooking.
Now, they're going to have hot cocoa for the children to sit around the campfire.
Yes.
Cool. So that's happening tomorrow between 9 and noon.
And it's free.
At the New Mexico Farm and Ranch. Now, this seems like an annual tradition. Tonight, the tree lighting in the Mesilla Plaza.
A lot of people go to this. We just had Las Cruces. We just had our first one on the plaza last week. So this time it's Mesilla's turn. They're kicking things off 6 o'clock. And shops will be open late for holiday shopping. And they're also going to be having some Mexican hot chocolate.
Now, there is a difference mm-hmm. between hot cocoa
yes.
and Mexican hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
the difference is the chocolate seems to be a little bit thicker and
mm-hmm.
just a little bit spicier.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got lots of cinnamon in it.
Yes.
So that's happening tonight, kicking off at, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock, and there's also going to be Z Middle School Choir is going to be performing some Christmas carols, so it'll get everyone in the spirit.
Well, what is happening in your impulse for your taste for your impulse?
So Busy Bee's Custom Cakes, this is a new one to Las Cruces. If you haven't guessed, they have cupcakes. And cakes. They actually do make full cakes that you can go and pick up to go, or they make custom cakes. But the cupcakes are really the draw. They're $3 each, $15.50 for half a dozen and $32 for a full dozen. But they have flavors like eggnog, banana pudding, red velvet, caramel apple, cherry cordial. It's a nice little, I feel like you should venture out there, it's off Roadrunner Parkway, and check this place out because it's locally owned. And then in addition to the cakes, they also have cake pops and caramel apple pops, which if you don't want to get a whole caramel apple, you can get that, and it's dipped in chocolate caramel, and then like pretzels, or you can get sprinkles.
My sweet tooth is
yes.
like literally drooling.
All
right, Lorena, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.